This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a 3-day visit to Brunei and Singapore today. The PM is visiting Brunei at the invitation of Sultan Haji Hassan Al Bolkiah. This will be the first ever bilateral visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Brunei. On the second leg of his tour, the Prime Minister will visit Singapore on the 4th and 5th of September at the invitation of his counterpart, Lawrence Wong. The Centre has notified the constitution of the 23rd Law Commission. The term of the Commission will be for a period of 3 years from 1st September 2024 till 31st August 2027. The Commission will have a full-time chairperson and 4 full-time members, including Member Secretary. The Secretary of the Department of Legal Affairs and the Secretary of the Legislative Department will be ex-officio members of the panel. There can be 5 part-time members in the Commission. Serving Supreme Court and High Court judges will be chairperson and members of the Law Commission. The notification said they perform their functions on a whole-time basis up to the date of retirement from the Supreme Court or High Court or expiry of the term of the Commission, whichever be earlier. The Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has informed that the total value of 2,000 rupee banknotes in circulation has declined to over 7,000 crore rupees at the close of business on 30th August 2024. In a statement issued yesterday, RBI said that out of 3.56 lakh crore rupees worth of currency notes that were in circulation in May last year, nearly 98% have returned to the system. An Indian Air Force MiG-29 fighter jet crashed near Barmer in Rajasthan last night. The IAF said the fighter plane encountered a critical technical snag during a routine night training mission, forcing the pilot to eject. It added that the pilot is safe and no loss of life or property has been reported. A court of inquiry has been ordered by the IAF in this matter. Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Sri Ramnath Thakur, has highlighted the need to increase storage infrastructure to reduce post-harvest losses and reduce price fluctuations during various seasons. Mr. Thakur said this while addressing a stakeholder consultation on horticulture clusters and value chain development with a focus on vegetable clusters in New Delhi yesterday. The event brought together a diverse range of stakeholders, including farmer groups, government agencies, ministries, startups, and private sector players, to deliberate on the future of agriculture in India. Sheikh Khalid bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, officially inaugurated the Indian Institute of Technology Delhi Abu Dhabi campus yesterday. The event marked a historic moment for international engineering education, bringing the prestigious IIT brand to the UAE. The inaugural batch of 52 students were welcomed, embarking on their undergraduate journeys in computer science and engineering and energy engineering. The establishment of the campus fulfills a key aspect of the vision document launched by PM Modi and UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan in February 2022. Union Minister for Tourism and Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat chaired a Tourism Ministers' Conference in Shillong, Meghalaya yesterday. Tourism ministers from the northeastern, eastern states and union territories participated in the conference. The minister said that India has set new benchmarks under PM Modi's leadership in the past 10 years. Highlighting the country's economic progress and infrastructure development over the past decade, Mr. Shekhawat said people around the world are now looking at India with renewed enthusiasm, eager to understand it as it was in historical times. The country has achieved significant growth of 6.48% in overall coal production in August this year. The coal production reached 384.08 million tons provisional in August compared to 360.71 million tons during the same period last year. At Paralympics 2024, India's Sumit Antil defended his javelin gold medal, creating a new record to clinch the top podium in Paris. Antil recorded the highest throw of 70.59 meters in his second attempt. In another impressive achievement for India on day 5, Nitya Shree secured a bronze medal in the women's SH6 para badminton category by defeating Indonesia's Rina Marlina with scores of 21-14 and 21-6. With these victories, India's total medal count has risen to 15, including 3 gold, 5 silver, and 7 bronze medals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.